Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper.
If I believe Jesus is the Son of God the same way I believe that Vladimir Putin is the leader of Russia, does that fulfill the condition, or is there more to belief than that?
We know it doesn't fulfill the condition because the devil believes that. And we know that the devil believes it because when Jesus came into the world and began to confront the demonic powers of the devil, they said out loud, "We know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. You are the Son of God." So the devil is absolutely orthodox in his belief in the incarnation of the Son of God in Jesus Christ. To believe in orthodox Christology is not to be saved. The devil is very orthodox when it comes to his understanding of Christ. So what's missing is not the belief in the fact, but the delight in the fact. The embrace of the fact, making this Christ the treasure of your life, the Lord of your life, by surrendering to him. So it's, you could put it like this, it's seeing him for who he really is, and who he really is infinitely valuable as the Son of God. Not just the fact that he's the Son, but infinitely precious and valuable. Now, Satan does not view God as precious or valuable. He hates him. He's a threat to Satan's own value. But when the Holy Spirit begins to work in our lives, we're not deceived by that anymore. We know our value has nothing compared to Jesus' value, and we just want to know him. We want to be with him. We want to enjoy him. We want to follow him. We want to celebrate him. And that transition, that change of heart, so that we are now looking away from ourselves to Christ and embracing all that God is for us in him, that's what faith is. That's what belief is. That's what saves.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, at desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.